Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Yeah.
Today, start the bowl games over the country. Special thanks to the Better Man Network, Soldier and Raw, and the Bachelor Pad for their support 2023. To move on, we got a short show today because, as Michael would say, a bear of Satan. So, we'll get to it right away. Breaking news. The congratulations to the Florida A&M Rattlers. They defeat our Bison 30-26, and the Bison had many chances to win this game, but made too many mistakes in the fourth quarter. FAMU is the Black National Champion of Football this year. Congratulations to FAMU. Breaking news, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar falls down and breaks his hip at the hospital, recovering. We give all our prayers to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, great basketball legend in the NCAA and the NBA. Today, also, the NFL starts their games on the Peacock Network. There's too many games right now. There's too many of them. Alabama quarterback will return to play the 24th season. And that means Alabama most likely will be number one next year. Capitals and Minnesota State Leones bucking the trend. And most of the teams are moving from the suburbs to the city. He's doing the reverse, and he wants to move his two teams to the Virginia suburbs in the coming years. Also note, the Washington Football Club wants to move from Atlanta, Maryland to Virginia. From Hanover to D.C., excuse me, we'll move back to D.C. and move back into RFK Stadium. I think that's a big mistake, but we will see. Alameda County, once again, makes the man the A's pay up their $45 million to leave Oakland to go to Las Vegas. The payment schedule has passed on, and I don't know what they're going to do. I got a clip of that. I'm going to play it later. NCAA, the Jackrabbits played the Albany Great Danes, and they didn't even give them a chance. 4 INTs, 42-0 at halftime. The Jacks defense shut down the Albany Danes to a 59-0 victory at Air Guard of Frisco, Texas in January 7th. Today, the Bison, the other half of the Missouri Valley, woke up with the Grizzlies of Montana. My last spot in the SDS in January. If the Bison win, it'll be a rematch of last year. North Dakota State against South Dakota State. Mr. Vice, Representative Gavin the Jax, has been 17 years straight of high school, has been in the championship. University of Delaware is going D1 in 2024. Also, the rumors, the whole Missouri Valley moving into D1. That's going to be interesting. Pac-12 are down to two schools, Oregon State and Washington State. With controlling voting rights, as the judge ruled on Friday. Later on today, the Cal Berkeley Bears will play Red Raiders of Texas Tech at 6 p.m. visiting time. The Cal Bears going bowling the first time since 2017. Go Bears. University of Michigan Joy Howard will return to his bench this weekend as he had a heart issue need to be taken care of. NFL, one down and three to go. And Brandon Staley's job is over at San Diego Chargers because of the lack of urgency by the players and play the Vegas Raiders. In a 62-21 beatdown on Thursday night, the Bolts named Chris Smith as interim coach. Even the defensive coordinator was the defensive coordinator for the Chargers. And that was part of their main problem. They had no defense. So I'm surprised they named this guy as the interim coach. NBA, Joel Embiid at 35 points. As the Sixers at 10, the Detroit Pistons loses to 21. Closing in on the 1970s record of the Philadelphia 26 losses, with a 124-96 loss as the Sixers beat the Pistons 124-96 last night. Denver Celtics keep the East Coast lead by beating Orlando Magic 128-111. Boston and Philly are running away with the East. I don't think anybody's going to catch them. The two of the four best teams in the NBA. The Spurs last night, they're losing streak at 19. As they overtake the Lakers in the second half. Bezos gets 30 points for San Antonio. In a 129-115 victory for the San Diego Spurs. The Knicks travel to Phoenix and go from 12 down to 15 up, a 23-point swing, and the victory of New York, Randall Barrett and Brunson bring the Knicks back. Brunson had 50 points, 9 for 9 for a 3-point land, 139-122 victory, and Brunson made history with Walt Frazier as both points and assists in one game. He also beat Latrell Sprewell with 3-point shooting with 11 3-pointers. The Knicks move on to Vegas this weekend. Vegas this weekend. Oh no, LA Clippers. Before going back to New York. Rangers come back and NHL come back after the Ducks score 1-0 first period. Rangers got serious and scored 5 goals in a row. Beat the Anaheim Ducks 5-1 in the Garden. Trying to stay close to the Boston Bruins, who are still in first place. And the Bruins beat the Islanders overtime. And the Seattle Island. Nashville comes together and storms back the third period with a 6-5 overtime victory on Forsberg's goal. Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani had press conference on Friday afternoon. He beat the Dodgers because he wanted to play for a winner. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to ask a question. What did it say about the Oakland A's, the San Diego Padres, the San Francisco Giants, and the Los Angeles Angels? He wanted to stay in LA, he wanted to stay in California, but the Dodgers were the only viable team that he thought of. Dodgers continue to build a new business staff as they trade for Tampa Bay Tyler Glasnow. And when Ohtani come back next year, not this year, but next year, when he's allowed to pitch, look out. Dodgers are going to the World Series most definitely. WTA. The WTA 125 Le Mans Grand Championship will come to a close this Sunday. The last tournament in 2023 for both men and women on the tennis tour. The tennis tour will resume New Year's Eve in Australia. In the PGA, it was the Charlie Woods Marathon as he entered the PNC Pro-Am Championship with Charlie Woods still in the show, playing with his dad, Tiger Woods. The LPGA, the PNC Championship, off to a rocky start. Because of the weather conditions in Orlando, it has serious rain conditions. I don't even know if they started this morning, but it was starting this morning, 8:30 local Orlando time. I don't know whether they did or not, but it was raining hard in Florida at that time. There you have it for Friday Night Lights. We take a break, come back with news of the week. When we come back.
blackathlete.com. Looking for the definitive source for information? Blackathlete.com, that's where it's at. From Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, to Michael Jordan and Shaq, football, basketball, baseball, and everything in between, we focus on all the major players and stories, daily features, video on demand, and Black Athlete newspapers coming to a city near you. Tired of the same old sports programming? Check out blackathlete.com. Sports the way you like it.
BlackAthlete.com.
Now we got the spirit that can never give in, with a heart that pumps stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court, and at the turn of the century, dominated sports for the love of the game. Endured the pain and fought through segregation, had to make a change. Jackie Robinson, first black man to get a deal in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Led the whole lead in RBIs and steals in his first year, MVP rookie of the year. Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Minnie Minosa paved the way for Reggie Jackson, Ken Griffey, and Sammy Sosa. Half of all MVPs in the history of baseball's been black athletes. That's why we excel in all our feats, cause we so deep, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So all I wanna do is thank my God, we worked so hard, came so far, black athletes, superstars.
Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Now, basketball is my favorite of all sports, cause there's so many black athletes that ever blessed the court. Will Chamberlain must be the most famous, scored 100 points in a game, and no one to do the same as Elgin Baylor, Bill Russell, and Connie Hawkins. Who's the best to play the sport? Dr. J or Michael Jordan? Played above the rim when they scored, hung in the air when they soared, made moves like never before. So all my black athletes, entrepreneurs, you open up the doors, you deserve a round of applause. The pigskin, the gridiron, where bodies be colliding, and the men must be made of iron. Where would football be without the great Jim Brown? Foster Payton breaking tackles and running for touchdowns. So if you ever had to stop him, it'd be crushing, because he still holds the records for the most yards rushing. Smooth with quick moves like dancers, Emmitt Smith, Tyrell Davis, and the great Barry Sanders. All I want to do is thank my God, who worked so hard, chased so far, black athlete, superstar.
Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Jack Johnson, a heavyweight champion in 1910, fought the best of American men. And the fourth of the century took place on Independence Day, and the purse was 100 G's to pay. The most eagerly awaited event in American history, Jack Johnson versus Jim Jeffries. Nothing Frederick Douglass ever did, nothing Booker T ever did, shocked the world like this did. The great white hope came tumbling down, beaten and bruised and knocked out in the 15th round. Muhammad Ali, the greatest heavyweight champion of all time, at least he was in his mind. He gained the heavyweight championship a record 3 times and successfully defended it 19 times. The third youngest, the third oldest heavyweight champion. His career spanned the 7 presidents.
The eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Charlie Stafford, the first black man to win the PGA, made it possible for Tiger Woods to play today. Althea Gibson, first black woman to win the Wimbledon. Arthur Ashe, Williams sisters, we love them through all of their trials and tribulations. Bad times we faced it and overcame the situation. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals in the 36 Olympics, breaking records in 3 different events. And all the black women begin to dominate. In track and field, they was great in 1948. And a team full of black women won 6 medals and represented in the 52 Olympics. Thanks to William Rudolph and Elise Coachman, black women athletes slash postmen, Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner was terrific in track and field, the best black women that ever did it.
Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the agony of the beat. Right through the eyes of a black athlete, the agony of the beat.
BlackAthlete.com.
$45 million payment for leaving Oakland. Alameda County officials on Thursday demanded $45 million in payments from the S because the baseball team is leaving Oakland for Las Vegas. It's a move the county should have taken 8 months ago when the team first announced its departure. But late is better than never. The demand, in a letter signed by Nate Miley, president of the Board of Supervisors, was prompted by my recent column questioning why the county was not seeking money it was entitled to as part of a contract it had with the team. That deal, struck in 2019 and expected to close in 2026, calls for the county to sell its half interest in the Coliseum site to the team. The city of Oakland owns the other half interest. The county sweetheart deal with the S bypassed any competitive bidding and probably undervalued the land. It was misleadingly billed by county officials and team president Dave Koval as an incentive for the team to stay in Oakland. It proved to be no such thing. Indeed, not only are the S leaving town, but team owner John Fisher, with a half interest in the Coliseum, will have veto power over the city's plans for development of the valuable 120-acre parcel adjacent to a BART station. Fans and taxpayers both got shafted. As part of the deal with the county, the S are to pay $85 million in 7 payments. 3 of those payments, $15 million each, are outstanding and were to be paid in January 2024, February 2025, and January 2026. County supervisors failed to require that the team stay in town in order to acquire the property. But the contract does require that they accelerate payments if the team makes an announcement of their relocation out of Oakland. All of the payments are due within 180 days of such an announcement. And they have made exactly that announcement in April when they told the world that they had signed a binding agreement to purchase land for a future ballpark in Las Vegas. Yet the county never attempted to collect its money. The 180th day, October 16th, came and went without any action or payments. It was only after my November 29th column that county supervisors started to move. It's apparent now that County Council Donna Ziegler had been dragging her feet on enforcement of the contract. County supervisors say they were told that the April announcements were not sufficient to trigger the acceleration clause. But none of the supervisors can explain why. And Ziegler has not responded to inquiries seeking comment. Instead, the payment demand letter sent to Diaz on Thursday says the contract provision was triggered on November 16th. That's when Major League Baseball owners unanimously approved Diaz's relocation to Las Vegas. So rather than demanding immediate payment of the full $45 million, the county seeks $15 million when it was originally due in January and a remaining $30 million by May 14, 2024, 180 days after the November 16th vote. Whether Diaz will comply remains to be seen. Team President Dave Cavill did not return a text message Thursday afternoon seeking comment. He has previously refused to comment on the issue. The timing of the payments is not expected to affect the formal transfer of property rights. That probably cannot be finalized until 2026 because of outstanding bond debt. However, the county's 8-month delay in collecting all the money means the team, not the county, will receive the investment income, the interest, on the funds in the meantime. And, more important, it somewhat eases the financial pressure on the team, which is scrambling to secure money from Nevada taxpayers to help pay for construction of its new ballpark there. But, again, late is better than never. In an ideal world, or perhaps just one of wishful thinking, demanding the payments by May would nudge Fisher to back out of the deal rather than cough up the $45 million. That would free the city and the business group it's been working with to acquire full ownership and proceed with housing and commercial development of the site. Failing that, the city still has the option to use eminent domain to force the S to sell their half interest in the Coliseum. In the meantime, until Fisher shows any respect for Oakland, neither the city nor the county should cut him any breaks. Daniel Borenstein is editor of the Mercury News and East Bay Times opinion pages.
With no fees or minimum.
And that's where we are right now. The A's are leaving Oakland. Only a matter of time now. And now it's about the money. How much Oakland gets back? How much? And what will the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum board do with the land which now nobody plays it after 2026? Make no sense whatsoever. It makes no sense whatsoever. But that's baseball. Baseball won a team in Las Vegas. They got one. Las Vegas now was a basketball team. And I'm probably getting that too. My news of the week. The Field Generals went 5-6. Last weekend, the first losing weekend of the year. With Love and Tua losing in a Monday night thrillers. Rumbling in Kansas City after Gerald lost in Buffalo. And this guy was offside 5 times before and the referee never called it. The NCAA also is investigating the racial issue of Illinois Dayton. Remember, lost the law for Dayton as fans said some nice words during the basketball game. Before we left, we asked the question, and this is a serious question. Are the Detroit Lions and Miami Dolphins real? I don't think so. We will find out this week. Again, the Greenbirds, the Eagles, folks, make their offensive back going into the last 4 weeks of the season. That's going to be the question. Tuesday, Al Michaels was let go on NBC and this is what ESPN did many years ago with their crew. They want new young blood in the broadcasting booth. San Diego Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert ended their season with a finger, the index finger broken, had surgery, and he's out the rest of the season. Kevin Durant, and not playing Bradley Beal, will go against the Warriors, and the Minions will beat the Warriors again. KC, Bill General Mahomes, finally says, okay, I may have overstated it. We need to calm down and do it. Okay, fine. But Kansas City has a problem with their receivers. They can't get the ball. Mahomes can throw, but he can't catch it for you. Draymond Green checked it for the third time this year in a wayward swing. Man, this time it could cause them. I think this is the end of the road for Draymond Green. You do it once, okay. You do it twice, I'm okay. You do it three times, now we got a problem. Draymond Green has to control his actions on the court. Now, look, every team in the National Basketball Association has a Draymond Green on their team. They won't tell you that, but I'll tell you that. And the reason why is to protect and defend their star players. Also, the spark plug of the team. Draymond Green got a definite special on Friday. And now the Warriors have to play without their best defensive man on the floor, and it showed up on the last game. It showed up. The Warriors were wore out at the end of the first quarter. They were wore out because their defensive smart plug was not there. On the St. Louis Blues, fired head coach Greg Barbey after a 6-4 loss to the Red Wings. And even the man that got the Blues to the Stanley Cup Final in 2019 and won the championship. So after 5 years, he's gone. Wednesday, the Los Angeles, L.A. will be receiving the 2023 Super Bowl. And there will also be NFL game in Brazil in 2024. The NFL is trying to be a world game. South Korean outfielder Jo Ho Lee will be wearing a giant uniform in 2024 as he signed the contract. One of the best outfielders in the KBO. We will see. West Virginia judge made it easier by adding the transfer portal. And they will be doing that very quickly. The other schools are already happening. On Thursday, we lost a legend, the great, late, great George McGinnis. The ABA, NBA, ABA star of the Indiana Pacers. Hall of Fame at 73 years old. Played with the great Sixers team with Dr. J. George McGinnis will be missed. We get down to the effects of what happened with the Rockets when you lose a player. The Warriors lose the game 123-113. And you had nobody to back off of Harden and Leonard on the board with the Warriors. I said this before the season started, I'll say it again. The Warriors need a center. And they don't have one. On Thursday night, as mentioned, the Raiders meet up on the San Diego Chargers. And this is San Diego Chargers, LA Chargers, and Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, Oakland Raiders. Let's get back to the real deal. These are the original AFL West teams. It's sad to see how the San Diego Chargers fall out of disarray. And I don't know what they're going to do in L.A. with the Rams when they're playing and the Chargers when they're playing. It's like the Jets and the Giants in their stadium. They got two stadiums, but both four teams, all four teams stink. The Jets and Giants in Jersey. The Rams and Chargers in L.A. It's a good idea, but somebody got to win. And both of them teams losing. So, I don't know what to do to change that paradigm. All right, we got 7-7 in the house.
How you doing, Gary? This is your birthday weekend, I understand, huh? You're turning 70 years old? 70?
Yeah, over the hill, Gary. That's the wildest football club.
Well, you better watch out. You know, Al Michaels got canned for getting old.
Hey,
I guess there's a benefit. I guess there's a benefit, though, of having your own show. You can't get fired, right?
Oh, you can get fired. You can just retire. That's you do. Retire.
Okay, anyhow, wishing you a happy birthday here. You were talking about the Las Vegas Raiders, the San Diego Chargers, and as many people have discussed, and certainly you have, on any given day, any team can win or lose. But how do you explain the Raiders stinking up the joint against the Vikings, losing 0-3-0? And then coming back in the very next game and scoring the most points in Raider history and putting the beat down on the Chargers which caused the Charger coach to get fired.
Yeah, the Chargers were in trouble a year ago. That guy should have got fired a year ago, but somehow he managed to keep his job. There's going to be a complete changeover in coaches, I think, this year. I think you have 3 to 4 teams that are already thinking about coach removal. New England Patriots, the Atlanta Falcons, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, San Diego Chargers, and Arizona Cardinals. Those guys are in deep water right now. I need a
job to go. Yeah. You know, one thing you referred to it, and I haven't really tracked this. I haven't followed it. Somebody on the Charger was, within recent history, one of their coaches, was with a Super Bowl winning team? Was that correct?
No. Even with that.
No, you mentioned it earlier, just a few minutes ago, I thought.
No, I was, let me go back to my notes here. Super Bowl, no, it was, NBA, it was the NBA team. It wasn't.
Okay, it's my mistake then.
It was Stanley Cup Final. Well, St. Louis Blues by their coach.
That's it, yes.
And he
won the cup
the
last year?
The Blues Cup Final in 2019.
Okay, 2019. Explain that to me. How does that
long ago.
Exactly. How does that turnabout happen?
Well, I is a different animal. It really is a different animal. Because there are two distinct seasons. There's a regular season and there's a playoff season. And usually, if the coach can get their team to the playoffs, they can turn the switch on and go all the way to Stanley Cup. Right? What happens is, a team gets to the playoffs and they get burned out. So they don't produce anything. And the coach suffered. That's what happened with the Blues this year. They're a terrible team this year. They're terrible. And it wasn't that bad 2 years ago. They were that bad. It's bad drafting, bad defense. Hockey is a very strange game anyway, because, like I said, there are two different seasons. You don't find that anywhere in any other sport. So.
Well, it's amazing to win the Stanley Cup in 2019. Is that when it was? And 4 short years later, 2023, you're out.
Yeah.
But.
And the average coach in hockey is usually 5 years. So he did the average. Most guys leave under 5 years. Because, like we discussed it before about voices. People listening to voices and get tired of hearing a voice.
Right.
Well, hockey is a real example of this. They get tired of hearing the voice. Because you're always talking in hockey when you're not in the other sports.
Right. Yeah. Right. Hey, let me ask you this. Speaking of coaching, why do we see... In general, but certainly in the last couple of weeks, basketball coaches in the NBA going completely off the handle. I mean, Eric Musselman, I don't know if you saw that video. I mean, this guy is going to go into the stratosphere, and I know you probably don't think much of Musselman, but still, to completely lose control.
Well, basketball is an emotional game anyway, to begin with. As an example with Draymond Green.
Right.
And what happens is you get to the third quarter or fourth quarter, you have a lead, and all of a sudden the team goes on a run. And you can't do anything to stop this run. And referee made the bad call, which they do, and they do on a lot of occasions.
Right.
You make a bad call, and you call a referee on it, and they give you a D, and you go ballistic.
Right.
Because you think you don't deserve a D in the first place, okay?
Right.
Example, Steve Kerr does this tactically. He's one of the best ones to do this. Technical fouls. What I mean is this. His team is digging. His team is digging up the whole place. He will get up and get a technical on purpose to get his team attention. Right? Some coaches do that. I've seen it in high school. I've seen that happen. When a team is digging up the whole joint and the guy got a team, and it changes the whole atmosphere of the game.
All right. You know, funny thing about basketball, too, just talking in general, between the players and coaches and referees, basketball seems much more conversational than the other sports. There's much more interaction between the players and the coaches and the referees.
Yeah, there is.
How would you account for that?
Baseball is the least.
Yeah.
I think it's the least one because umpires don't take any dumb of anybody. They
Right.
You act up in baseball, you're gone.
Right.
Basketball is more give and take until you cross the line. And once you cross the line, then okay, now we got a problem. So, it's very different. The hockey is completely out of the stratosphere. Because if you had to talk to referee hockey, you really had nothing wrong. Because they don't talk to you at all. In the NHL. It is interesting. I want to get your take on the Draymond Green thing. What is your view on Draymond Green thing?
Well, we've discussed this before, and one of my main themes, certainly in talking about sports, and it probably applies to politics as well, that events and people do not exist in a vacuum. We read a headline, we read a story, we watch a video, and there's that event, 30-second soundbite, whatever. But all these people live with each other. They ride the bus, they ride the airplane, they shower together. It's conversational, you know, and it's 24/7. And going back, even, you know, we can go back to the Jordan Poole incident, we can go back to the LeBron James punching incident, the suspension that Green had already this year for 5 days, and Kerr referred to that in his press conference, saying, you know, in terms of the indefinite suspension, we've already had a 5-day and he didn't get it, didn't get the message, which I thought was an odd way to refer to it, because it's not like you're talking about some stranger, you know, the guy across the street, you know, who doesn't mow his lawn or something. He doesn't get it. It's like, no, this is, you know, and they talk about, this is my brother. This is, you know, I've known him for decades. You know, I love him, et cetera, but he doesn't get it. Well, you know, how is it that that message hasn't been given? I mean, you and I have had our clashes, and you are very clear many times to set me straight. And we, you know, sometimes we stop talking to each other. More often we work it out, because we're not living in a vacuum. You know, we're not, we don't go and put ourselves back on a shelf like a piece of ceramic or something. We're interactive, and it's even more strong and present in professional sports when you're dealing with that individual. The other point is, with all the management techniques you talk about in business, you know, sales coaching, human relations management, how to maximize your game, how to maximize your product, and all the awareness in business, and certainly, again, Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, is a multi-billionaire businessman, you know, who built up a company. And they use psychology and coaching and the tools. I mean, so none of that is unknown to these individuals. And I wonder how this thing got so far down the road. And you and I have talked about this too. You said you take a player and his greatness depends on the fire within. And when you try to cool down that fire, you've cooled down the player and he's less effective. And I get that. But you still can't have your man running wild and getting, you know, repeat violations. The thing that concerns me, even Kerr said this, you know, he goes, well, it's been, whatever, it's been three times this season already that it's been ejected, you know, Green's been ejected. Well, this cannot be news to Steve Kerr. I mean, I read the paper and I go, oh, my goodness, has it been three times already? And was there already a five-day? Well, these guys live with this, you know? And, I mean, think about it. If I came to your house and spilled my cornflakes on your floor five times, you'd say, hey, man, you know, what's your problem? And historically, there seems to have been no accounting. The other thing, and you bring this up too, that every team has an enforcer, and they say that Green is the heartbeat of the Warriors. As much as the San Francisco teams all pose that they're the intellectual team, they used to call the Niners the white wine sippers, as opposed to other teams that are beer drinkers. You know, this kind of myth that they're, you know, intellectual. Bill Walsh was an intellectual. You know, this myth that Kyle Shanahan is some kind of genius. Steve Kerr, very gentlemanly person. Steph Curry, certainly a gentleman. But you've got this, you know, kind of loose cannon at the heart of your operation. And to me, that's, I don't know if the word is ironic, but it seems like an idiosyncrasy. There's a fancy word for you. That while you have this facade of being gentleman and above the fray, that you know, part of your posse is Draymond Green. So those are my thoughts in general. And you know, how is it that this was allowed to get so out of hand? And I guess they say that the team has enabled him. In the Jordan Poole situation, you know, Poole got sent out even after the punching incident. And you would think in most cases, I've been in situations in the workplace and in friendships where, you know, you have a dispute. And maybe it blows up bigger than it should have. And you would think that you would be able to say, okay, fine, we had a problem. Can we talk it over? And even if we don't agree, can we, you know, just move on and somehow live with each other? That didn't happen in the Jordan Poole punching incident. It apparently remained a distraction through the entire season when they were on the road. It remained a distraction. They had a losing record on the road because they were not cohesive on the road. And ultimately, Poole got sent out. And as you've commented, Poole could have been a member of a championship team. You know, he could have been Steph Curry 2.0. But now he's been exiled to the Washington team, and he's doing nothing. So again, I guess the point is, I'm flummoxed at how management failed to manage the situation. And I look at that, I put the fault on management, whatever Draymond Green's problems are. And they start to refer to this rather obliquely. They say, well, whatever's going on with him as a man or as a player, well, hey, you live with this guy. You have to know what's going on with him. Is he having, you know, relationship problems? Is he drinking? You know, it should be no mystery because you're living with this guy. And so I put the fault on management, that management has failed to manage the situation. Did I take up too much time?
Hello?
Hello?
Mike?
Tony, yeah.
Hey, we lose Gary, I guess?
I guess so.
Oh, well.
I'm music. it unmuted me, and the next thing I know, boom. Mm-hmm. I assume it was Art talking, but what were they talking about? I just got in.
I only caught the tail end. I only caught the tail end of it. It's, you know what? I guess we can pull up the Slack a little bit. You know, by the way, it just moved about a few minutes ago. The NFL fined Andy Reid $100,000 and Patrick Mahomes $50,000 for the remarks after the Buffalo game.
Oh my goodness!
Kind of interesting the timing, more than anything else, because you know. It's kind of
one day when the glory comes, it will be out, it will be out. Oh, one day when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be out, it will be out. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Oh,
got it now. All right.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
glory.
Oh,
glory,
glory.
Now the war.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, here will be ours.
We're done. We're done. We're done.